Hugh Sniper.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, the Sniper, Alana, Zach, Matt, and Rob.
Definitely not the Sniper, the one getting sniped.
And today we are talking Halo Season 2, Episode 3, and playing Halo Infinite. We're back. It's back. A new game.
It works.
And we still are still bad at it.
Some people have claimed that it's better now.
I've heard that it's better.
It's better.
You can't go home again, though.
No, you really can't.
Okay, so jumping right in to Halo.
No, she was episode almost mine. Rob, take it. Rob, take it.
I already died. It's fine.
So the beginning is, as you know, they were the team was on the march to go fight some Covenant.
They were on the march to go find Cobalt team.
Yes. Because Covenant is on reach. But, yep.
Chief does all the wonderful geometry and the math.
Yeah, the detective work. But Dolan and I had a question.
You guys explain something to me? Wait, I have a question first.
Yeah. Okay.
Is reach Earth?
No.
No. That's another.
It's your home away from home.
Yeah.
Because
I thought they said something about evacuating Earth.
Colony.
Yeah, it's an outpost planet.
But where's Earth?
Okay.
Go on.
Is Earth okay?
Yeah.
No.
Has anybody checked?
No, it's okay. Right?
It's Lana, okay?
I remember in the first episode, or the first game, they said, if they capture the ship intact, they'll know the location of Earth. And then we're screwed.
Are you sure it wasn't Reach? You didn't watch season one.
No, this is the first game. First game.
Oh.
Which I remember pretty well.
That's because they didn't come up with Reach. They're like, did we say Earth? We meant Reach.
So, anyway, so that's that.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in Earth, you almost spell Reach.
It's just an alternative version of.
But speaking of Reach, we had a question, which is, they're like, the Covenant on Reach, that's impossible. And we were like, why is it impossible?
That's what I mean. If it was Earth, it would have made a lot more sense.
Jeez,
it's like,
Jay,
this is the homeland.
Learn to drive. I'm going to drive. Vroom.
Well, wow. So which that in turn leads
Get
us
up,
to a larger question about, because if everyone can fly faster than light, then how can you have, like, battle lines? Like,
what do you mean?
Once again, I miss DJ, because in the classic 90s game Star Wars Rebellion, the fleets can travel through light speeds. They can just go to any planet they want to.
Yeah.
Like, how could you stop a fleet from just going around?
You can't.
Exactly.
Right, so what was the plan for Reach?
Just I mean, you can to a degree.
Show
right?
up.
Because you can... That's why you have your own home defenses rather than, like, a planetary defense. Like, that's why they're like, that's why they can keep all those other secrets, right?
Mm. Go ahead, keep your secrets.
Secrets.
Secrets?
I got a secret. All right, so anyway.
What was your other question? I thought there was another question.
Well, it was why can't the Covenant be on Reach, and what's the deal with how can you have like a battle line or like a back line in FTL? Like, why can't the Covenant just hyperspace to wherever they need to go, and how would the humans even stop them? And same with going the other direction, too.
So you can detect hyperspace jumps, which is why, and because there's only a certain amount of those hyperspace lanes and jump stations, right? So, like, if they were to just go through, they would be detected and then blown out of the sky.
It was like Mass Effect.
Yeah, very similar to that degree. Which is why them being already on the planet was such a big deal, because that meant they would have been there for a hot minute.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that they were there means that they had been pre-planning and that the USMC are way behind in terms of strategic planning.
That's never good.
Interesting. All right, so they're not on Reach at the beginning, though. They're in Vice, the Vice Grad.
Visegrad.
Which yeah. I guess is where the Cobalt team went, and there you find a deserted facility, and nobody's there.
But that's on Reach. Visegrad is an area on Reach.
The region. Yeah.
So they didn't travel. So they traveled into space, but then they.
No. They just took a ship, and they were supposed to do a combat drill, but then Chief just veers off and goes to the far side of the planet.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So yes, yeah, so they go in and they have a confrontation. So I thought it was a trap. Like
you thought government... it was going to be a Singhali.
Yeah, like Ackerman, like knew they were going all along, and he's like, "I'm going to catch him red-handed, disobeying orders."
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I mean, to a degree, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the best part of this episode was right at the beginning, where they had the that other team come in, and
Oni,
and like Oni, yeah, and be cause... like, "You shoot, no you."
No, you.
You. Put that gun away, Chief.
And then Chief calls their bluff and they don't shoot him.
Yeah. Then they have an anticlimactic moment where he opens a door and it's just like a room. That was kind of funny. And but it continues on with the theme, same theme that the Chief is crazy. He's crazy.
Well, he says they were here and I can prove it. And I'm like, but I don't remember him proving it, though.
He was never allowed to.
He's not a very smart, I feel like this isn't really, like, what the Master Chief is known for as a character. I feel like people don't go, like, solve mysteries when they play as him, right? Government conspiracies?
I would say that he learns, there's mysteries to unlock in the games, yeah.
I mean, he's not supposed to be the smartest, but the fact that, like, he is a brilliant strategist. Which is why, like, the Covenant fear him a lot of the time, is because he knows how to read what's happening, and that's why he's the Master Chief.
I was wondering, in the games, does he go, as they call it, outside the chain? Like, does he go outside orders?
No, never. Okay. Later on, he does. Later on, he does. Initially, he doesn't, but, like, later on, he definitely does.
It does seem out of his character a little bit, because he's a little bit more dull in the games.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's less like in Mission Impossible. I'm sure at some point they're like, we got to go outside the chain.
Mm-hmm. Mostly it's him dealing with Halsey and Cortana and figuring out what the Covenant want. Once he figures out that it's not what the USMC say, then he does what Cortana tells him to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he needs to figure out what's the deal with the rings. You know, alien. What's the alien technology? How does it all work? Usually just Cortana does that for him, though.
Right.
So,
yeah. All right. So anyway, they have the confrontation, and then we have an exceedingly long scene where the director Ackerman, is hanging out with his dad who has dementia.
Oh, you didn't like this scene?
Forever.
All right.
Oh, heartless.
It humanizes him. You have no soul.
I don't want to humanize.
You don't know why he has to give up until this moment, and why he's not just a bad guy.
Yeah,
he's an onion. He has
he's got layers.
Okay,
layers.
But like I know,
just ask Shrek.
But the scene goes on for so long, and it doesn't. We don't get like. It feels like it goes on for a really long time, and you can humanize them in a scene that's like half the time.
But then you don't get the same. But you don't get the sister backstory of. Who is the one that's talking to Halsey? You don't get the father's scene where now you see why that clone is the way it is. And
you're a talky episode anyway. So I mean, like, they're just gonna replace it with other talking which I guess could be useful, but
they can't afford hot Halo action all the time.
Well, I think next episode is gonna
wild because it doesn't make for as good a show. If it's just people standing in rooms talking for a whole episode.
No, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, it worked on me, though. It was like, the next episode, that's when it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this episode ended with them being like, Covenant on Reach. Here we go. We're going to go fight them. And then they didn't.
Yeah, they make you come back next week.
It's a Game of Thrones thing. It's like, the winner's coming. Just trust us. Yeah.
Go there.
All right. So they get yelled at by the Admiral.
Yeah, he's mad.
That was a good part. I like that part.
Yeah, they get grounded and they start arguing with each other.
Yeah, they turn against each other. Can't you see you've turned us against each other?
Yeah. Parallels with how Soren and his crew were.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I guess that's true. I guess the moral of the lesson of this episode is that don't trust anybody. Cocky. Everybody's out for themselves in this crazy world.
Well, accurate.
Yeah. All right. So,
like when Kai is like, okay, you fired Master Chief. What about me? You can have me go kill Covenant.
Yeah, he's crazy, but I'm good to go. Yeah, that was funny. Cobalt's plan changed, right?
No, so well, someone changed it after they realized what Master Chief did. Like, yeah. Master Chief tracked it down, so someone went into the system and then changed the trajectory and changed the story and mission parameters.
Yeah.
Even his own teammates didn't believe him. They're like, no, you didn't see. Like, they couldn't understand. Like, they could just change the records a little bit. They're like, no, Master Chief's crazy.
Yeah, but none of them have ever had
a logical explanation.
None of them have ever had to look at, like, flight plans or anything. They just suit up and jump on the ship and then...
They're like, duh.
Which is why they never knew, like, wait, where are we going? Why are we here? Wait, what planet are we on? Because they've never had to even look at flight plans or anything like that. So the fact that, like, Master Chief knows all this stuff, it's surprising to them. Because as far as they know, Master Chief has never had to do that either. And Master Chief never did until he went kind of rogue last season. And he started doing all that other stuff. And he learned it on the fly. Mm-hmm. But they don't know that. And they don't experience that. So.
Yep. Yep. All right. So... then we have Quan fighting Soren's wife, who just wanders around. Her name is not Lara.
Lara.
I thought Lara.
Lara, whatever. Lara. Something like that. And she just wanders around the rubble.
She used to own that place.
Yeah, but now she knows. She knows that her position is untenable. And she's still doing it.
Well, no, she doesn't. She doesn't know that.
She has a pretty strong suspicion.
She has a suspicion, but she doesn't expect her own crew to be the one that are, like, shanking her from behind.
It is a little silly that she couldn't figure that out on her own. She needed Quan to tell her, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the most oblivious character in this, in Halo?
Quan.
No way. Quan's got it all figured out in this one. I like how you changed your profile picture, by the way, on Paramount Plus to be Quan.
That's an option? That's awesome.
Yeah, it amused me great. I was like, who is that? Oh, it's Quan.
Oh, yeah.
With the dopey bangs. Love it.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say now?
What?
I thought somebody was going to say something, and then I interrupted them.
Well, yeah, so we got some, like, pirate crew drama.
So Quan says you have to leave. They're coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're you got to get out. All right, and then
she like has the total plan to figure it out, of course.
Yeah, she's got it all figured out because she knows she's the best strategist, not the least oblivious.
No, she's always in the background.
Okay, yeah, Quan seems pretty good.
She's good pretty good. She's
good character. You don't even go there. You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know what she did.
You have no idea what she's capable of.
That's a trap.
And then the next part I have is I really like the part with the chief and the two guards. That actually had good writing.
Captain America.
Captain America.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, the part where they're like, "You guys want to watch?" I forget what he says, but he's like, "You guys want to watch me like take a shit too?" And they're like, "We don't like this any more than you do, chief." Yep. You know.
Do you think Pablo was standing on a box?
Could be.
Maybe they used, like, where you're standing closer to the camera. That's probably easier than standing on a box.
For his perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was huge. And then I like how it's not, for once, an elaborate fight in the elevator. He just takes him out really easily.
Yeah.
After seeing what happened, I was like, oh, he should have just flicked their ear and sent them flying.
Well, he's not Superman.
He's pretty super.
Yeah, he's super to me.
That's true.
You're not Superman, you know.
Yeah. All right, then we have some Riz goes to see the blind guy and he's He turns out to be gay, now that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh my god, the show is so woke.
So woke. Halo woke. Yep. And I like how his like boyfriend or whatever is completely like a normal guy. Like he's not at all sci-fi.
He's like a weird faith healer.
Well, that's not that therapist. That's like whatever. I just meant in terms of physical appearance. He has like a nicely manicured beard, and
he's very good looking for like a blind guy's boyfriend. Like I would you know, hey, be lazy as hell.
He's not a blind guy. He's a former Spartan.
Well, he also more to the point, he puts a lot of effort into his appearance. Right.
Yeah, look at Soren's wife.
Soren's not blind, Jay.
Soren has a messed up arm.
Well, also,
he looks like Justin Woodbine. He's a handsome dude.
He didn't start blind as well. He
he was in the program.
He became blind or whatever
after the augmentations failed.
Oh yeah, that's true. Right. I guess you don't know when they met. Could have been.
He was probably their therapist. Oh, that would be bad.
Oh, well, yeah, Halsey, what have you done? What have you done, Halsey? Yeah.
No medical ethics in TV shows. They're boring.
So then Kai talks to the director. She's like, I'm good to go. Chief's crazy. We talked about that, but I'm good. Yep.
I thought she was going to say, make me the leader of Team Sparta or whatever.
Silver.
No one would supersede Chief. They all Silver are team. Conditioned.
Yeah, Kai's like very career oriented.
Yeah, she's ambitious.
She's like, put me in
is
coach.
She?
No, she's supposed to be loyal. With everything
she's,
we know about
she doesn't
her,
seem that ambitious.
She's loyal.
She's like, I want to kill some Covenant.
Yeah, she had a lot of screen time last season. I forget why.
Because she's great.
She is great, but I forget why.
Because it was like her whole thing about taking her chip out, maybe.
Yeah, well, she did that along with the Chief.
And she had pink in her hair?
last season?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
last season.
Yeah. Right, okay, so, all right. So then they try to escape. Quan and Lara and whatever else try to escape from the rubble. The kid, Kessler?
The Kessel run? Yeah.
The
Kessler run?
That's what his friends call him.
Go on, Rob. They try to escape, and
I definitely made a joke last podcast.
Damn it!
Rob
gets credit.
I definitely listened to that podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great artist steal.
Yeah.
We know Rob is a dedicated listener since it came out 6 o'clock today, and he had to listen to it right away.
Instantly. I was on my jog. I was just listening. Oh, what's going on?
Go on, the Tuesday Night Gamers. But yeah, so. We learned that Master Chief not only punched out the guys, but he did, in fact, officially go rogue this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, he knocked out the intelligence community.
Ooh.
Well, no, I was just going to say, in the escape from the rubble, I like that part, too, where they're going to escape the sci-fi closing door.
Mm-hmm.
And
the door, yeah.
But then they actually don't. So I appreciated that twist. That was not the usual. Didn't go the way you would have expected it to. So
I agree. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was a very tall vehicle. I was like, there's just no way.
They're not going to fit.
Yeah. We also really briefly, Quan tells us her whole backstory, and I wasn't even really listening.
Like I'm not. She had a classic Quan line. This isn't supposed to be my life.
No, she accepts it.
Nobody else talks like that, though.
I talk about it.
Like I said,
see your life.
It's like my life should have been different.
Damn straight. Jay's, my life should have been awesome.
Zach's hanging out with Jay on Saturday, D&D, and he's like, Jay's like, this is supposed to be my life.
I'm supposed to be rolling dice.
I'm supposed to be hanging out with you guys.
Finder.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not wrong. I feel attacked.
Well, you are a Quan guy.
Ah, come on, get up there. Okay, so yeah. So then we learn Cobalt Team is in fact dead. Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, they really came out. There's no mystery there. They really came out and said it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just said it, but like showed bodies.
They're like, yeah, and they showed the bodies. I felt like you were I felt bad, like, I didn't recognize who they were. Do you think you're supposed to be
able to
know?
I don't think you're supposed to.
You're supposed to recognize the one.
The who, the woman?
No, the one that Chief had warned.
The one on the
and
slab.
Told to, yeah, the one on the slab. When he, the one that he was like, hey, you take it, make, treat it like it's a real mission.
Oh, her.
Okay. Yeah.
How she said there's a guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And of course, the director, Ackerman, wants to cover it up because he's a corporate slime ball suit.
He's like, yeah, they're all missing in action. That'll
they're
be
missing
fine.
Forever. They're always going to be missing. Call it.
What a bum.
Case closed. Yeah. All right. And then.
They're going to be gone in a hot second, so who cares?
The whole plan is going to get classed momentarily.
So, right. So Quan and Kessler escape on the transport. Lara turns herself in. What a heroic sacrifice.
That was a heroic sacrifice. I got your revenge.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple other things. So the Cobalt team dies, and then Ackerman and the other, Emerald Keys. Yeah. Say no evacuation order because it just causes panic. What do we think about
not
that?
Not wrong.
If they don't have time to do like a chill evacuation, they're probably right. So why did they wait so long?
One of them chill evacuations.
We'll
say,
come on, Matt.
Really cause more deaths than like the Covenant attacking?
The Covenant blowing up the whole planet. Yeah.
They were like, everyone's gonna die if you try to evacuate, or everyone's gonna die if the Covenant attacks. So might as well let them die calmly.
Well, I don't really understand how they could evacuate a planet anyway.
Yeah.
Like, everybody gets on boats, ships.
Boats?
Airboats. Yeah.
Okay, Malcolm Reynolds.
One of the newfangled airboats.
But they have, like, ships everywhere. Yeah, it's like Reach. There's, yeah.
And it that does make it seem like Reach is more than a colony. Like, it's one of the, like, a really established.
Yeah, it's a permanent planet. Mm-hmm. It's a permanent stronghold. Yeah.
Does Reach fall in the game? Should we spoil? I mean, I assume it does. I never played Halo Reach.
I think we talked about it.
Okay.
You can spoil it for my, I don't care.
Guys, can I brag for a second? I had a positive KD ratio.
Wow. Hey, the victorious dead.
Watch out, I'm coming back.
Just like in the Halo show, it's like, what's your KD in Spartan Attack?
Oh, they should have a Spartan Attack mode.
Attack mode!
I wonder, how the game makers feel about the show. They're like embarrassed it exists.
Hate me. As long as they get a cut of the royalties, but it's on streaming, so who knows? It probably isn't making any money anyway.
Like Halo Infinite wasn't that well received, so I have a feeling they're like, well, this is better than nothing.
It's something.
I mean, they obviously don't care that much about the legacy of their product, considering they've done like 10,000 versions and spinoffs and whatever.
I bet Bungie's embarrassed because they left Halo and they're doing Destiny, and that's doing at least better than Halo Infinite.
Wow. Oh, is it?
That's not much to brag about either.
Yeah, that's not saying that much.
Yeah, they're doing all right. All right.
Okay. All right, so John talks to the ex-admiral, the lady, Indian lady, and it turns out she's been working for Oni-I the whole time. Another betrayal.
Yeah. And once again, Chief's kind of like dumbfounded, like what? Like
I knew she was still with them when she said O and I instead of Oni. I was like, that's suspicious.
Everyone betrays me. I'm sick of this world.
I'm fed up with this world.
I don't understand that reference, but if you say so.
Me neither.
It's the room. It's
from
the
room.
Oh, of course.
Yep. And I don't think there's too much else to get from that scene. It's just another kind of door closes.
Well, she has some realistic thoughts for him. I remember.
Well, she's like, just do as you're told, and it's yet another person telling him to behave. Oh, behave, and he's not going to.
Yeah, but it's like his last friend.
Yeah. Right. All the walls are closing around him. He'll have no choice but to leave humanity and go back to McKee. Start shacking up with her. That's clearly the direction the show is going.
And we find out that she was really on the planet.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Who was really on the planet?
Because Thresh saw her.
McKee.
Yeah.
Rez saw her too?
Yeah.
Is that the part where she's
really stable, saw Mickey.
Is that the part where she's like asleep? You're talking about that. Is that where it was revealed?
No, in the church.
In the church.
She's like, yeah. I can't sleep. All I do is hear this, and all I do is see her. I saw something else in there, and he's like, and she's like, so did I. Did you see the blonde woman? And he's like, yeah, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That he interacted with. Is that how Ackerson described it? Pretty good.
By the way, yeah. not to jump ahead to that church part, but I did write down that the show may be woke because they'll have a gay character, but they're still going to make the Hispanic character Catholic.
Yeah.
Because all Hispanic characters are Catholic.
I thought of that too, dude. We must be identical.
Yep. Yeah. So there's only so much. I guess they can only be so progressive.
And she talks in Spanish a lot, like short Spanish phrases.
Yeah.
Just like a DC Comics character.
All right, so Ackerman talks to Halsey, and they...
Yeah, he has plans for the Spartan program. Big plans.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Big plan. If only you would know what they were.
The next evolution. The Spartan fours, or threes, or whatever they are.
Yeah. I did like how he kind of criticized what she did. It's kind of nice to see somebody kind of like take the piss out of Halsey in a way that's not like, you monster, but instead just like, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You made a mistake.
You came close to doing it right. Tried to do better.
Yeah. You know, it was a nice attempt, but you didn't do it. You weren't that good. I'm going to make it better. Yeah.
And we also learned his sister's in the Spartan program, but did washed out.
Yeah,
and washed out. I mean, died.
that's the only way to watch out.
She was a child. Yeah,
didn't like the augmentations.
Yeah, you washed out. You couldn't hack it, loser.
Take a stroll down washout lane.
It was kind of funny though, because they have her come in. Yeah, as we learn later, it's like the red haired girl, yep. And it is funny that she's like so small and diminutive, and she's supposed to be. Part of the Spartan program. I just couldn't imagine that actress ever being like a Spartan, right?
Well, that's pre-augmentation.
Pre-augmentation.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I know, but whatever.
You feel like you want to start big.
Yeah, like I clearly started big. Yeah, that's true.
No, no one else. No one started
did
big.
John? I thought he was really small.
They were tiny.
So John looked like Steve Rogers, like serum before?
Yeah. All Spartans look small. Because they're all like 3 to 5 to 6 years old, like scrawny little, like orphans. And
some 3 to 6 year olds are beefier than others. That's all I'll say
about
that.
It's easier to augment the bodies of young frail kids so that the body can adjust, versus already built kids whose body can no longer adjust.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yep, them built kids.
When you look at her, you don't really think, oh yeah, that person totally seems like they could be in the Spartan program. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a good twist. I liked it.
It was good.
It was a little. You don't think it was a little soapy, Alana?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
And that's why Ackerson became interested in the Spartan program in the first place, because he wanted to know what happened to his sister. It's like the X-Files.
Yeah. This woman came and abducted my sister.
Guys, would you change your whole career if I died mysteriously as an 8-year-old?
No.
Wow.
Well, if you disappeared.
Either.
If the government came and took you away.
like aliens?
If they did that to Zach, I definitely would have.
No, because
I don't know.
You wouldn't have known because they put in body doubles.
What?
Well, then how does Ackerman
know? Oh, yeah, that's true. They totally did.
Then how does Ackerman know?
Because he's no.
Because he's an Oni.
Yeah. You know stuff.
And then learned that his sister did this and then.
Take him? Yeah.
Right program? Yeah. Oh, that's lucky for him then.
Guys, the real question here is, when is Andor going to find his sister?
That's a really good question.
Season 4.
Very last episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like in season, in the last episode of the season, this girl walks over and she's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm your sister." And he says, "Oh man, I
was gonna forget about you.
I totally forgot about you. Thanks for coming by." All right, and then I like the twist where Soren comes in to go see Halsey. Although
gets
I was
brought
kinda
in by Ackerman. Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to him interacting with John and the rest of Silver Team.
Maybe he still will.
I mean, eventually he will, because they're still on Reach, so, and John is still on Reach.
Yeah. Everybody's there.
For now. Everybody
except
anybody.
For Ackerman.
Well, except Reach is about to get gone.
Did anybody catch where Ackerman's going? Or was he left so terribly mysterious?
Just away to the next Oni facility.
Die, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm leaving. I must go. I must depart. He left his father there. That's pretty messed up.
His father said he doesn't want to go. He wants to die.
Yeah, but he could have taken his father easily.
He could only take that's not
those
true.
Who are healthy and ready to fight.
Yeah, he'd only take like the essentials. Come on.
Like the kid.
Why
the
would
essentials.
You take a
what
dying
kid?
Dad to go face the aliens?
Yeah.
Obviously he cares a lot about family. He obviously cares a lot about family.
No, he just wants to know about family. He doesn't care.
No, he was like,
okay,
mystery solved. Directly for like, I don't know.
Yeah, he seemed like he was satisfied after learning about his sister. Okay. So that's what happened. Fair enough.
There's one thing I've always said about Halo, it's about family.
They're
spawn camping us. Anyway, anything else about Ackerman? Attack.
No, please, let's move on.
Okay, so next thing I have is the pirates want treasure.
They want the treasure.
Speaking about cliches.
That's right.
It's like, do pirates ever want anything else?
At least
I like how they literally call it treasure too, and not like something, some other euphemism. You know, like the cash.
Space creds.
Well, it's always based off of whatever story their captains told them, and I'm sure Soren 100% said treasure at some point. You know he would.
It is funny treasure. When Liana or whatever was like, there is no treasure. She's like, we don't have any money, but their house is super nice.
I don't know.
Well, no, that's the whole point. That's the whole point in the first episode is the fact that they have that nice house, but they've been losing power, so they have no more money. And he's burning all the money to go find Halsey.
It's like his one last run.
So she's telling them to invest in real estate?
Yes. To stop. Okay. So that's why she wants to run away. She's like, we don't need anything. Let's just go. Mm. Because we can't afford anything anyways.
Mm. You can sell that property, make a good chunk of change. Just saying.
Yeah, but
would
not
buy
enough.
It, though. They live in the rubble.
So I was confused. Is the rubble a ship, or is it
a multitude of meteors and asteroids that are loosely tied together, and then you take the various trolleys to go to back and forth.
Oh, trolleys!
Kind of like
nice.
Kind of like the thing from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it is like the thing from Guardians of the Galaxy, the collector's place. Yeah,
what?
It's just
no. I was thinking the satellite that they live on.
Who?
No. Okay. Ooh, and now I capture the flag. We're still in this game.
Yeah, nice job, dude.
Not me. Someone else.
I thought you said, I captured the flag.
No, now I did.
Oh, okay. Alright, so... Okay, so... You talk about the treasure, they kind of beat her up or whatever, and then she gets rescued by Quan, who left Kessler alone. She just abandoned him.
Yeah,
because Quan can never ever do what she's supposed to do.
Damn straight.
Yeah,
she's very important to the cause.
Which cause?
Yeah, and the whole thing
Any
where
cause.
she was like, okay. If I hadn't come, you would be dead. And I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's what a heroic sacrifice means. That's the whole point.
Speaking of heroic sacrifices, good luck, Rob.
I tried.
And so they team up. We learned that the redhead girl is Julia, the sister. And then we have the part in the church. He goes to talk to Perez, talks to her mom first.
Yeah, and they Ackerman euthanizes his dad.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that's we honest. Learned that I was right.
Oh, you're no. Right,
yeah.
Anything about that?
Julia was a clone.
Well, we knew she was a clone.
Of course.
No, you guys totally were
again.
Like, no.
No, we 100% she was a clone.
Check
we just
the
didn't,
tape.
We just didn't agree with your 8-minute lifespan.
Oh, the 8-minute lifespan was definitely true.
That was what we didn't agree upon.
I thought we weren't sure whether she was a clone or she was like a hologram.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were arguing with me about.
No, I definitely said she was a clone.
No, she was clearly a clone. Otherwise, she wouldn't have bled from the nose and then died.
Holograms can't bleed?
Yeah, dude. Come on. They can program that in.
And we know that tree is real. It's still there.
Who's real?
The pomegranate
tree. That blew,
the tree
that
is
caught up on
AI,
fire.
But she's...
Oh, the thank God. Real. One of the most important questions for the episode.
Damn straight. I gotta prove myself right.
I'll take it.
Everybody's right. Alana's right. Jay's right.
No. What a great day. We're all
just
right on this
bus
today.
Yeah. All right. And then they learned
the best
they
part.
Covenant transmission.
This was great. It was so scary.
So dramatic
blood,
and exciting.
Is Miranda Keys just not in this season?
Yes. She's not in this season.
Where'd she go?
They're not appearing in this episode.
She's probably captured by Oni.
She's probably not wanting to do. She probably got a better offer.
Oh yeah, no, didn't she get promoted? She got recruited for Oni, didn't she?
I don't know. Did she?
I can't believe you have any space in your brain to remember stuff from the show from last season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because after she chews out her dad and all that stuff, and she finds out all that stuff, I'm pretty sure she gets recruited, or she leaves the branch and joins Oni or something like that.
It's a distinct possibility.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. So maybe we'll see her now that people from Oni are there.
I'm sure the Admiral's going to be like, I need to fight the Covenant. Oh, crap. Maybe I just need to rescue Miranda. And then there's going to be like a dramatic escape from Reach.
No. She's going to get mad because he had to sacrifice her. Because family has to sacrifice.
Yeah. That's what Halo is about. It's about sacrifice.
It is. That is actually probably true. I would agree about that.
It's just this generic theme.
Okay, but
it's
then,
like Brian Spillner giving away the keys to the car. Sacrifice.
Who?
I assume that's from Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Paul Walker has a name?
In the movie?
Like the pine trees line in the winding roads.
The blue car guy.
Honestly, if you were like, what's the name
Brian
of Paul Walker's
Earl
character
Spillner?
In Fast and Furious, I would not have remembered that it was Brian. I would have been like, who?
I remember Dominic Toretto.
Brian Mills.
Brian Earl Spillner. Yeah, it sounds like a white boy name. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so we have the Covenant transmission.
The line.
And then there's a big explosion. So not only are the Covenant here, that they are here and attacking at this exact moment.
We
they figured
the
it out just when it was too late.
Yeah, I thought the prayer was scary. I thought that was really good. And then it's like, oh no, Master Chief doesn't even have his armor and he's grounded. How is he going to survive?
From thee, my lord, to thee.
Chief never wears armor in this, but yeah, no, it was intense narration. I agree.
This is the third episode, right? Do they have him in the armor once per episode? That'd be a good, I think that's a pretty reasonable thing to. Like
I think that's about right.
Yeah,
that's about right.
I totally don't mind it. Although I was confused when they were like talking and like I don't because you have to basically like look at their visors to know who they are. It's kind of
just like in the game,
just like red versus blue.
Like, what if you're colorblind?
What?
I'm
what if you're actually blind,
audience.
like the
like Lewis?
Well,
like
then you get a hot boyfriend, so maybe it's okay.
The gym guy. That's right. That's right.
I thought his name was Lewis.
Okay, it could be.
Oh yeah, no. Oh, I get it. I thought you said Jim, like his name is like Jim, like Jim Kirk. Your name is Jim.
No, he's like a trainer, right?
Yeah,
like working out. Yeah.
Trainer,
all right.
Physical therapist.
All right. And so we continue on with Halo. It had some ups. It had some downs.
Yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed this episode, start to finish.
Really? Even the pirate stuff?
Yeah, even the pirate stuff.
Even the director and his dad stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that stuff.
That was pretty well written. Yeah, the back and forth.
It was actually probably the better writing of like both seasons so far. Like it actually felt like a genuine interaction.
Mm. Yeah, I was happy with it.
Cool. I was as well. Still Halo, but yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts on episode 3, Halo 3?
Nope. It was definitely an episode of Halo.
It
really was. Not enough. Needed more fighting. But other than that, yeah. All right. Are you guys ready for questions of the day then?
Yes.
Okay. These questions once again come to us from this mysterious podcast. Whose name I don't remember.
Intelligence something.
Give credit where credit's due.
Nope.
I'm going to look.
We steal. No way, dude. You focus on the questions, and then you can look it up later.
Okay.
All right. Question number 3. If you had the time and money to pursue any hobby, what would it be?
We've had this before.
Well,
we have, but it was more like.
Do you remember what I said?
The time and money thing is I think a twist, because it used to be just like if you had time. Or, well, like, what new hobby would you want to get into? This is like, kind of like if there's no, you know, if you want to race yachts, I guess you could, since money is no object.
I mean, my last answer was rally driving.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. Oh,
I remember that. She's right, yeah.
But we're different people now, so we'll have different answers. You now hate rally.
Rob wasn't there, driving. So let's do it for Rob.
Yeah, please.
Now I want to own a liveaboard boat.
Would you guys say if I was sexist if I said collecting trophy wives?
Yes.
That's
Bobby, what's wrong with you?
That's what we're all thinking, but like you had to say it? Alright, fine.
I don't want to collect.
Come on. What?
Okay, it's like we need to figure out like basically rich people. Obviously.
Yeah, so here's one. Reviewing exotic hotels.
Oh, really? Is that really a hobby?
Oh, so you want that as a job? Oh, you want to get paid? Yeah.
No, it's like I think that having a blog is totally a hobby. Like, one of mom and dad's friends, hint, hint.
You mean, what about me?
No.
Not Jay. Attack. You guys know who I'm talking about.
Band life influencer?
No. I mean, yeah, but also that. I think it's definitely a hobby.
Yeah, I enjoy my hobby of blogging.
What do you blog about, Jay?
Life.
You.
It's part of my comic.
Oh, yeah.
Like the universe and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can I get
a lot?
I guess I would say that I guess this isn't like thinking big in terms of the money, but I do the autographing, as you guys know, and it would be nice to live in New York City or LA and have the time and be able to like go and get, you know, some of the big names that you're not going to get if you live where I live and if you're not out at movie premieres. Or, you know, just waiting at the airport all day. Not that I would necessarily want to do that, but it would be cool.
So you would do your hobby, but better.
Mm-hmm. I would do my hobby, but better in a way that I could get some really cool big names.
So your life's already close to perfect. That's what you're saying. Okay.
My life is very close to perfect. That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And my hobbies are all great. I buy the greatest HeroClix, all the chase figures.
Yeah, I guess HeroClix qualifies as a hobby.
Of course it does.
I would follow my dream of just making some, I don't know, like $300 million like bullshit weird movies that nobody watches and nobody ever funds. That would be fun. You know, just every year making some weird ass shit. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, you and George Lucas.
Yeah, well, that was his plan after he was like, well, I'm just going to make small movies for myself now. And then he just never did it.
Yeah, no one's ever going to see them. They're just for me.
I mean, maybe he did make them. He just didn't want the internet to know about it, which is totally understandable.
No, I see no reason
to make them. He goes under the name of Jorge.
or like Malia.
Jorge Obama. Pluckus.
A different name. Mm-hmm. Malia Obama directed a short film recently under a different name. And it was pretty bad, apparently.
Oh, yeah. This is the first timer.
That made me think of another one. But now I'm forgetting what it is. Good story.
I'm gonna go with yacht racing. I like that. That was a good idea.
Is nobody getting this?
It's a good choice.
Oh yeah, actually, it was like some kind of like hiking the Appalachian Trail or like going to visit all the national parks or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, like it'd be cool if like I wouldn't want to do it with my family. No offense to my family, they're just, you know, that would be too hard. But it would be cool if I had like the time to just do it myself or like with you, Zach, or Alana.
Well, if you had unlimited time and money, then you could hire someone to like take them.
Right, exactly.
You could have like them around.
Yeah. 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 I could hire like a manservant to like cover, do all my stuff for me so I could go do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else want to weigh in on this question?
I think we got everybody.
Going once, going twice.
People don't seem to know where we're supposed to take the flag.
When you guys are done with this game, can we switch to Dominion?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 7. Again, I did not preload these. When will M&Ms be no longer be produced, and why?
What?
When will M&Ms no longer be produced, and why?
And why?
Congratulations, Rob, on capturing the enemy flag.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the downfall of human civilization.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know about when, but the why is going to be that they contain some kind of like ingredient that we decide is terrible and can't be and cannot be allowed to continue.
Or we could run out of cocoa.
Food die.
Oh yeah, that's true. Cocoa could go extinct.
Climate change.
We don't think that they would just replace it with like high fructose corn syrup.
Well, then are those truly M&Ms? Now we're getting into a
now it's like a feces situation.
Yeah,
I mean, as we know them.
Can I just say that the reason why I said what? What did you say? Was because I initially heard, when do you think M&M's beat will not be played anymore? And I was like, what? Why are we talking about Marshall Mathers all of a sudden?
Yeah, I can't talk. What else is new? Yeah. No, M&M's the candy. Sorry for the confusion. all the listeners who were confused as well. I apologize.
There's 10 more minutes of this game.
Oh no! Just quit.
What if we just get we just need one more point.
Oh yeah, right.
Just get another.
I forgot about the other win condition that I'm definitely helping with.
Yeah. All right. So, and then in terms of when, not for a long time.
That's not anytime soon.
No.
Bacon is here, is escorting the flag. Everyone, help.
Does anyone else want to weigh in? Do you guys even want to do that question?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I thought it was a good question.
Okay. Rob, why do you think? Why do you think M&M's will be produced?
When they're going to stop being produced?
Or more why. I don't know the when, but I don't know how anyone would know the when, but more the why.
Oh, no, they got bacon.
When the American dynasty dies out, right? I don't know. Would whatever country take over just, I don't know, just be like, we don't need these dumb M&Ms. I mean, we're becoming a healthier country, so I assume at some point, you know,
so?
Michelle Obama will stop us from eating M&Ms. I don't know. This is, I think, eventually.
Oh, well, the Democrats are going to stop
damn
us
big,
from
big
eating
government
them.
Is going to take my M&Ms.
Yeah.
Take them from my cold, dead hands. Yeah, they don't melt in it. They won't melt in my hands, so.
Or big, chubby hands that can't hold anything.
Anti-democratic. Don't you know M&Ms were invented for the soldiers? Anti-American.
Yeah. The heat death of the universe.
A lot supports the troops.
That's one thing that other military are jealous of, that we get M&Ms in our MREs.
They should be.
Ooh. Is that what the M stands for?
You know it.
M&Ms ready to eat.
Military.
Military. And military. All right.
I burned us an XP boost for that game.
Thank you, Jay.
Wow.
Are you done, though?
Yes.
You're a saint.
Yes,
we
are. All right. Question number 8. Let's blow this thing and go home. Question number 8. I mean, number 3. It's 8 on the list. Oh my god. I'm really crushing it today. Question number three. An alien asks you to pick a book from your bookshelf to represent humanity. Which one?
So you know what's annoying is that I saw this question and I sent it to Matt, and then the book I was going to pick, I loaned to a friend.
I think it still counts.
You can still pick it.
Okay, fine. So my choice is Heaven on Earth, The Rise and Fall of Socialism.
What's okay. the question again?
Wow. That's Understanding Humanity is that book.
And Rise Again?
No.
What was the question?
Okay, an alien needs you to pick a book from your bookshelf to represent humanity. Which book
in my
do
bookshelf
you
right now?
Picking a book. Yeah. I'm just picking a book. I picked the
Kevin
Giving
and
Tree.
Hobbs.
Ooh, that's
good choice, Jack.
Get the Giving Tree, Alana?
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's definitely not on your bookshelf, you liar.
But... Yeah, whatever. Give me a break.
That is a good one. I think I would probably choose. I have like the Torah, which is like the Bible. So,
well,
I think it doesn't really represent humanity that well now, but I think on an overall kind of level, I think it does. Just about all the nuances and things like that. So, I'll probably do that.
Good choice.
I have a book called Book of Lies, but that's too on the nose. Maybe I would pick the Brothers Karamazov. Not just mainly to mention that I have a Dostoevsky novel in there. I don't really
pay
context to that.
Look at Rob flexing in front of the alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flex.
Maybe he wouldn't kill me immediately.
Well, I wouldn't assume they're hostile. It's not like they're saying you need to show us a good book or we're going to wipe out your civilization like the Covenant.
Or like that episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I think my secondary book would probably be like the Thrawn trilogy. You'd be like, yeah, see, we respect the aliens. We think they're all smarter than us.
But you have to be like, well, there's some movies you need to watch to really appreciate it.
Would you?
Yeah, Rob.
I don't know.
Yeah, what movie would you choose? Here you go. Bonus question. What movie would you choose?
That we own? On our shelves?
No, I would just do any movie.
Definitely not Starship Troopers.
Are you assuming aliens or bugs?
It's only aliens.
More like aliens are negatively portrayed.
I guess that's what... This is going to sound cliche, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I'll say The Princess Bride, because everyone likes it.
Oof, that's a lot.
Tiara!
Well, I didn't like that one. Tiara Island.
I feel like Fast and the Furious like represents this pretty well.
Fun, okay. Fun but dumb, that's us humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how about Die Hard? I mean, they gotta know about Christmas, they gotta know about us shooting up large buildings. Kind of everything.
Okay.
How about you, Matt?
I don't know. Maybe like, I don't know, probably something lighthearted. Princess Bride is a good one. Maybe like Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Or Shawshank Redemption, although it's a prison. I don't know.
Life is a prison.
Ooh, that's deep. Wait, Rob, what
did you pick again? Along with the 5-2?
The Die Hard.
Oh, my God.
Die Hard. Right. I remember.
It'll show like the cynicism of the human culture.
Mm-hmm. It has an uplifting ending.
Which one?
That's true.
Die Hard.
The cop remembers how to shoot again. That's always a positive.
The cop learns to take human life.
That's right. All right. Are we good then?
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us for more Halo next time.
Hey yo.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming. With the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.